Try new approaches.
That has been my approach to business and work. So often, those who do well with their own business are not the ones with formal qualifications, but those who possess boundless confidence, bulletproof ambition, strength of character, optimism, an ability to lead, and an overwhelming belief in progress. These are all qualities the magic of thinking big tries to foster. And in its 1950s, homespun way, I think it makes a pretty decent job of it. And that is why it helped change me, and in a way, helped make me who I am, and why I've chosen it for this broadcast, ahead of hundreds of other, more sophisticated and scholarly books.
That was the last of this week's essay series, The Book That Changed Me. The speaker was Luke Johnson. The producer was Smita Patel, and the reader was Mike Wendling.
On BBC One, Brighton's Royal Pavilion was built as a palace for a prince. But in 1915, thousands of soldiers from the Indian Army lay wounded beneath its chandeliers. The ballroom was bursting with beds. The gigantic Georgian kitchen had become an operating theatre. And for the first time, Muslim, Sikh and Hindu men from British India were being nursed by white women. Jeremy Paxman reveals how Britain and the lives of the British people were transformed by the First World War. Britain's Great War, part of World War One on the BBC. Begins next Monday night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3, where it's time now for World on 3. It's the second of two live visits to the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. So let's go over to the Centre for Contemporary Arts on Sockyhole Street in Glasgow and join Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Well, for me, Celtic Connections is the world's most exciting winter music festival anywhere. And on this middle weekend of the festival, what an amazing array of concerts there are going on tonight in Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall, at the ABC just across the road, at Oran Moor out in the West End, at the Arches underneath the railway, St Andrews in the Square, the wonderful, wonderful Fruit Market, the Tron Theatre, the National Piping Centre, and Glasgow's newest venue yet, the Hydro, which will be one of the locations for the Commonwealth Games in July. But you join us for the hottest ticket of all. Welcome to Sockyhole Street and World on 3! Here we've got a whole pile of friends in with us tonight, and it's not hard to see why this is the hottest ticket when you know who's performing for us tonight. We have one of Scotland's rising stars, Fiona Hunter, Indian pop darling Raghu Dixit, and some real regality with South Africa's Mahatela Queens. Crikey, what a lineup! But we start with something intimate, a little more intimate than we intended, but actually we have quality, not quantity. Please welcome our Celtic cousins from Brittany, two musicians who are the absolute backbone of Breton music, guitarist Gilles Lebigo and flute player Jean-Michel Veillon.
Thank you.
fantastic start to the show, Jean-Michel Vaillant and Gilles Le Bigot. Now, Jean-Michel, we were actually expecting maybe one or two other Bretons.
Yes, actually we are here for the festival, for the great festival Celtic Connection. We are used to play here. And it was a great pleasure for us to come with a band called Barzaz from Brittany and three members of the band. Well, apparently their flight was not as easy as it was supposed to be. And they were 2 hours something late, so hence the reason why we play in duet, which we do anyway, but normally it was a full band with fretless bass, percussion and a singer.
And a fantastic lineup as well, with the likes of Alain Gentil and so on. But so the Bretons, they know how to party. Tell us a little bit about the Festnoz.
Ah, the Festnoz is a sort of what maybe you would call the Irish and Scottish call it in Gaelic, Cayley. Festnoz means in French fête de nuit, in English night feast, and it's this event in a hall or outdoors in the summer where people get together from all people are welcome to it to dance the Breton traditional dances. So bands are booked and singers and reed instruments players, and everybody dances all night through, sometimes very late.
So you've come well prepared. Well, we have our two-man Festnoz. Who could ask for anything more? Would you please put it together for Jean-Michel and for Gilles for another couple of sets from them? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This next tune is a very sad song, actually, about a story which happened a long time ago in a little village in Brittany. It's a very sad story. And the name of the song is Parez Locmalo in Breton language, Le Village de Locmalo in French. now probably the most spectacular dance of Britney. Unfortunately, we can't dance it while we play. But if you go to Britney, you'll probably see it. It's a dance where men jump and clack their heels over their head like this. The head is down, the heels are up. But the women hold them with their hands. That's why they can do it. So we always need women anyway. So, Gavotin, it's called in Breton language, Gavotin Bropourlet.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to the lads from Barzas and the rest of them. The Fest Knows is going to increase, I think, in intensity over the weekend. Well, this Celtic Connections has been very much looking forward to the Commonwealth Games in July, with a chance to listen to musicians from right across the Commonwealth. More about that next week. And while we reset the stage here, let's listen to a song from a concert that we recorded last weekend at the Old Fruit Market from Malawi. This is Peter Mwanga and the Amirami Movement.
Tankawa kanali se wogongola komamkate mulizilonda mugamu ona nali sungate kuzindikira ngode tankawa kawa o kawa kawa ye kawa kawa i kawa 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 o kawa kawa ye Kalani banyumba samalani banja niana kodi mukutani mbali mwa museu siku undo amai kalani banyumba samalani banja niana kodi mukutani bampepo usiku undo ye yeah. Anamasiya kukutika ona hiva ya wanda wanda kodi mukutani mapepo usiku undo ye yeah. Anamasiya kukutika kumalawi bakukutika kodi mukutani bampepo usiku undo ye yeah. Naliseo wana wa watu iwe kodi mukutani bampepo usiku undo ye yeah. Kanaliseo gana samba onaziganga zidachoga ukamuona nalisungati kuzindikira ngode zangawa kanaliseo ugongola koma mkate mulizilonda ukamuona nalisungati kuzindikira ngode zangawa kawa o kawa kawa ye kawa kawa i kawa 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 o kawa kawa e kawa kawa i kawa 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 kanali se wana samba onazi ganga zinachoga mugamu
That was Peter Mwanga and the Amaravi Movement, and there's more from them in World on Three next week. So, indeed, this year's Celtic Connections is very much looking forward to the summer and reinforcing the connections with the countries that make up the Commonwealth. Amongst them is a guy here who, well, this is the second time of asking, getting to the festival, and we are so glad that he's finally make it. Please welcome one of the smiliest artists on the scene from Bangalore in India. Please welcome Raghu Dixit.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you. My name is Raghu Dixit. I come from Bangalore, South India. And this is proudly my band, Gaurav on the bass, Parth Chandiramani on the flute, we have Siva on the drums and percussions, and Bryden in with all sorts of instruments that he could possibly play. All right, without really losing much time on radio, whatever we get, we gotta grab every second of it. The first song is the song from the new album that we launched in India in November, and on the day one, and for a couple of weeks after that, we stood number one in India on iTunes. This is a big deal for us because we beat Bollywood. So. This song is about how we all can do our own little things in a small little way to keep this world a happy place. Like, who could imagine 11:30, BBC Three, we all are here in this lovely atmosphere, actually smiling and not in our beds, trying to go to sleep. So that's what this song is about listening to our inner voice, which is the truest voice. It can never lie to you. And whenever it calls, you answer that and keep this world happy. Down the dum 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 down, da ga down the dum 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 down. Down the dum 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 down, da ga down the dum 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 down. Down the dum down the dum 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 down the dum down. Down the dum down the dum 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 down the dum down. Down the dum 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 down, da ga down the dum 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 down. Down the dum 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 down, da ga down the dum 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 down. Down the dum down the dum 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 down the dum down. Down the dum down the dum 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 down the dum down. Changa, jag changa, kar dala ganda. Changa, jag changa, jag changa. Ar nanga, ar nanga, kar dala nanga, nanga kar dala ye sansar. Down, dum 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 down, jag down.
And Raghu, welcome to Glasgow at last.
Thank you, finally. Yeah, third time lucky. The first time we didn't get visas, the second time we didn't have money. No, the first time we didn't get visa because they said, these guys only know three cards, what will they play there?
We are so glad that you're here, and anybody that's been lucky enough to see you playing live before, as I have, knows that you're going to just fit in just perfectly at Celtic
Thank
Connections.
You very much. That's really kind of you, really kind of you to say that. But we've done Glasgow earlier. We played Oranmore previously, and today night we played to a packed house, and it was a fantastic happy hour there. And we rushed back here to play for you guys.
Now, I know that you guys have worked really hard over the last 3 or 4 years, and that you had a plan. You wanted to work your way through, and 1 year, second year, third year, you had different steps to reach.
Yeah.
But it looks to me like you feel kind of much more comfortable in your own skin as far as your music goes. You can let it speak for itself now.
Oh, well, what we thought was a 3-year plan became a 5-year plan, and God knows, like Indian government, it can become a 10-year plan. But the idea is to be happy doing what we're doing, and we've seen some really amazing, happy faces in the crowds everywhere we've played in the UK. The audiences have been incredibly kind, and thanks to BBC, actually, we were played on later with Jules Holland and pitted against Robert...
Which is almost as good as playing on World on 3.
Yeah, well, thanks to Robert Plant and Adele, we got noticed in that episode, the finale of the previous season, and that kind of introduced us to the English audiences, and wherever now we have some crazy fans following us wherever we go. It's like, hey, surprise, surprise.
Well, we shall allow you to entertain those crazy fans. Please give it up once more for Raghu Dixit.
Thank you. The next song is a beautiful piece of poetry put together for me by a dear friend who is a singer-songwriter back home in Mumbai. And this is a collection of all the memories that I remember as a kid from below my 5 years of age. So it's amazing how I remember everything below 5 years, and I remember nothing after that. The song is about how amazing a cook my dad was. He used to cook South Indian delicacies, and I think nobody ever cooks better South Indian dishes like him, and it's been long since it's gone, but I'm still searching for that competitor. And it's also about me putting up tantrums to get a scooter ride. With my dad's broken scooter, I would sit behind him and sitting the other way around, and he would take me for a spin after promising that I will probably pray to God every time before I go to bed, whatever. It's also about me being a little naughty, stealing pennies from his pocket, running across the street to a sweet shop and buying a sweet called Basundi, which is still my favorite sweet. But the most amazing memory is with my mother. She would take me for a walk to River Godavari, which was not very far from where I lived, and we would sit by the banks watching the water go by. Around 7:30 in the evening, a man would come selling lamps made out of leaves, and we would buy these lamps, put a little bit of oil and a wick, light it up and let go on the river surface. And at that time, which is not surprising, thousands of people in India will do the same thing at the river Godavari. And it's the most beautiful sight you can ever see of thousands of lamps just floating on the river surface. And we're all waiting for the lamp to survive as long as it can on the river surface. So even in the darkest hour, I think it is that light and that memory that makes me smile and get through. That's what this song is. It's called Yaadon Ki Kyari, which means Bylanes of Memories, written by Ankur Tiwari.
छुपा छुपी अखियां खेलो ना ओ, 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 ओ छुपा छुपी अखियां खेलो ना गुनगुनी डुबकी ले लो ना गिन गिन पल याद समेटो ना छुपी अखियां खेलो ना गुनगुनी डुबकी ले लो ना गिन गिन पल याद समेटो ना ओ झूलों के पेड़ों में फिर भुट्टे के खेतों में फिर अप्पा के स्कूटर पे फिर गुम हो जाए सारंगना के चटकारे मुसरंगना की डकारे बासुंदी की दुकाने फिर क्या जाए ना छोटी छोटी अखियों की यादें ओ छोटी छोटी अखियों की यादें ओ छुपा छुपी अखियां खेलो ना छुपा छुपी अखियां खेलो ना गुनगुनी डुबकी ले लो ना गिन गिन पल याद समेटो ना ओ छटी छटी धुंधली सी है दूर परछाई सी मोह देखे चेहरा बनाए दूर बादल सी छटी छटी धुंधली सी है दूर परछाई सी मोह देखे चेहरा बनाए दूर बादल सी दिए किलो चलती है वो चलती गोदा छोटी अखियों की यादें छोटी छोटी अखियों की यादें छुपा छुपी अखियां खेलो ना छुपा छुपी अखियां खेलो ना गुनगुनी डुबकी ले लो ना पल याद समेटो ना ओ ओ
you. Thank you. Give it up one more time. Gaurav on the bass, Parth on the flutes, Shiva on the drums. We have Bright and Stephen Lewis on the banjo, ukulele, and many more. And the other half of the band, which is the better half of the band, is Vinod Bangera on the sound, who fights battles every day for us and wins every time. We also should give it up for two crazy ladies, Tina and Tejal, who drove all the way from Leicester just to watch us today. That's the kind of fans we've earned. You know, in fact, 2 years back when we wanted to travel and we couldn't find a house for rent, Tina cleared her entire home and gave all the rooms in the house and cooked for us every day and fed us and took care, drove us everywhere. And that's the kind of fan we would love to have and bless. And I think bands will envy to have such fans. Thank you. All right, next song is a pleasant memory and I'm so greatly indebted to our managers, Paul Knowles and Robert Horsfall, for convincing to spend all the money I've earned and saved to come all the way to England to play one song on this TV show called Later with Jules Holland. And I was so furious that they made me spend so much money initially, but when I walked into the studios and I watched Robert Plant doing his sound check with Band of Joy, I was like, this is life. This one is called No Man Will Ever Love You Like I Do, which is such a lie. I mean, it's obvious why this song became popular. It was the only song with English lyrics in it a little bit, and you guys got it.
No man will ever love you like I do. No
Thank you very much. All right. Since you're on radio, I would love you all to be on radio, literally. So I'm going to teach you a song in my language, which goes, Lokada kalajil madatinanti ning yar byadantara madappa chinti. Which means, don't worry, be happy, but if you won't worry, I don't give a damn. So are you ready? That's not enthusiastic at all. You're like the weather. Are you ready? Yeah. That's more like it. So here we go. Lokada kalaji. Madutinanti. So far, so good. Ningyar byadantara. Madappachinti. You know what? You guys are awesome. Have you already bought my album and learned the song? So here we go. Look at the kalaji. Come on, join your hands. 1, 2, 1, 2. Look at the kalaji. Maruti nanti. Ningar vyadantara. Marappa chinti. Superb. You know what? Whoever participated, that's the way to live life. It doesn't matter if you're making mistakes, just smile and go confidently and have a ball. That's what it means. Are you allowed to dance?
Come on, hands up. Yes, sir.
Let me make this easy for you. Na 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 na
Is out on iTunes. Make us number one on UK also, okay? Thank you very much and good night.
How fantastic was that? Raghu Dixit. And I tell you, I want fans like he has. That's quite amazing. Well done, girls. So, what a glorious contribution to the show with Raghu Dixit there. And, well, in World on 3 next week, we have the very special launch of a 26-week series of features called Commonwealth Connections. And it leads up to the Games in July, and the series highlights music from each and every Commonwealth country, all 53 of them. So, we're going to start next week with Jamaica and a feature on one of their veteran bands, the Jolly Boys. Can you hear that? I'm trying to be serious here. Here is a preview, actually, not really. This is a very particular take on the Doors, Riders on the Storm.
Hey, Jolly Boy coming to you. And this one is called Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Into this house we were born. Into this world we were thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out and lone. Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Into this house we were born. Into this world we were thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out and lone. Riders on the Storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let the children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet memories will die. Killer on the road. Killer on the road. Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Into this house we were born. Into this world we were thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out and lone. Riders on the Storm. Bang 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 bang. A bang ka bang ka bang ka bang ka bang. Bang 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 bang. Bang 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 bang. Bang 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 bang. Girl, you got to love your man. Girl, you got to love your man. Take him by the hand. Let him understand. The world on you depends. Our life will never end. You got to love your man. You got to love your man. Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Into this house we were born. into this world we were thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, riders on the storm, riders on the storm, riders on the storm.
Well, that was the Jolly Boys, a sneak preview of our new 26-week series of World on Three features, Commonwealth Connections, which starts next week. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three at the winter's top music splurge, Celtic Connections. And we are blessed with so much beautiful music tonight. Has it not been just wonderful? And of course, we are blessed with a wonderful audience also. Not least, still to come, The crowning glory for tonight's lineup, the Mahatela Queens. They are making their way up the stairs as we speak, and they are going to be wonderful. But first of all, we're going to go to the younger generation and to one of the rising stars in the Scottish music field, and a girl I've known for quite some time, Fiona Hunter. It's a long way from standing in a kids' choir with me waving my hands in front of you.
It is indeed. Don't want to say any dates or anything like that, trying to keep my age a secret. So, yeah.
You have forged a particular path, I think it's fair to say, by stepping into some pretty spiky shoes with Corinne Polwart and Malinky. And when she went off to make her own path, you stepped in very quietly and just did your own thing. And you have, I suppose, earned your spurs that way. What was it like coming into a band with very big expectations?
It was pretty daunting, to be honest. I just finished studying as well, so I maybe wasn't quite aware of what I was getting into. But it was brilliant. The boys in the band and also Corinne at the time were fantastic. They were really supportive, and it was nice. Corinne kind of, I suppose, did a bit of mentoring when I first joined the band in a way, so that was fantastic. But it's 10 years now since I joined Malinky, so it's been a while.
And you've sort of immersed yourself in the Scots tradition, but it's not necessarily part of your own background. How does it feel to find your own way into that kind of world?
My background was, as Marianne said, was I grew up actually kind of singing Gaelic songs and singing at the Mods. And then when I started studying at the RCS in Glasgow, that was when I kind of turned and found all these huge, and the wealth of songs, the Scots song, and decided that this was a language that had to be kept alive. And I just fell in love with a lot of the repertoire and the songs and the style and the singers, and that was just... Yeah, that was my way of kind of going forwards. So,
well, let's hear some of it just now. Please, would you give a huge welcome to Fiona Hunter?
So you're having a good Friday night then? Excellent. And have you been out much at the festival? Good. And there's still another week to go. So we're going to start off with a song from not too far from here, from Paisley. Anybody from Paisley in? Oh, excellent. Okay, so I'm sure you'll know this song, Shift and Spin. And, of course, Paisley was well known for many things, but obviously the weaving industry and the huge mills. And this song comes from the writing of Ewan McVicar. So if you know it, please join in and join us in the refrain, working in the mill. And even for the people that are listening at home, I'm sure you can join in as well. So here we go.
Three cookers and five. shift and spin, go up and twine, back in three curves and five, dreaming o' your valentine, working in the mill. Used to dream you'd be the rage, smiling on that fashion page. Never dreamt you'd be a wage slave, working in the mill. Shift and spin.
Well sang. So we're going to carry on now with a song from Robert Burns. And of course, tomorrow is Burns Day. So this is the Weary Pund o' Tow. And for anybody that doesn't know the song, it's about a man who thinks that he's marrying into a relationship with his wife, and she is going to be looking after him and attending to all his needs. That's what he thinks. But this lady. She's a strong-minded person, and she has a different view. And she gets a bit fed up of listening to him and telling her, you know, do this and what about that, you should be working, and she says, enough's enough. She picks up a bottle of whiskey and wallops him over the head. So, so there we go. So, the weedy punditow. Stainal and as good as our did grow, and all that she has made, all that is a but pondo town. The weedy pond, the weedy pond, the weedy pondo town. I think my wife will hand that way, though she's been hard town. There sat the bottle in the bowl, I on the angle low, and I she took another soup that drew the sturdy town. The weedy pond, the weedy pond, the weedy pond town. I think my wife will hand a life before she spun her town. Guys, I for shame you 30 days, you spun your double town. She took a rock and went hot, bracket her his pound. The weedy pond, the weedy pond, the weedy pond town. Skipping high on now, and then I would another jad all well up in her town. The weedy pond, the weedy pond, the weedy pond town. I think my wife will end her life before she spin her town. All you jolly bachelors that fame would many be, advise it to have this note frae me. A single life is free for strife, for sorrow, grief and woe. Besides a wife, a land, a limb, the weedy pond hotel. The weedy pond, the weedy pond, the weedy pond hotel. Besides a So, as Mary-Ann said, I'm from Glasgow, so it's fantastic to be in Glasgow and Celtic Connections and, yeah, and meeting other musicians that are here, and it's pretty good. So, I thought it was about time we had a song, another song from Glasgow, The Bleacher Lass of Kelvin Hall.
As I walk through on a summer evening, I'm walking down by the Birmingham Wall. What did I spy but the bonnie lassie, she cherry cheeks and a skin like snow. Says I'm a lassie, we gang with me, a collegey hen, fine satins broad. Oh, no kind sir, I would trade her teddy, a wee bleacher lass here on Kelvin Hall. Well, lassie, lassie, ye are hard. I wish your fair face I never saw.
than years since I had the sweet pan. I can see them there since I let them see, and see them. Seems strange to me, but seven years marks great altered hegishans of the Regency. Okay, so are you up for doing a bit of singing? Good. Well, we've got a rather comical song about a young ploughboy who takes himself to Glasgow for the weekend, or maybe for the night, in fact. And he meets with a young girl, and she says, "Come with me, I'll show you a good time in Glasgow." I'm sure there's a few young men that have maybe heard that line before, but so she takes him out drinking, and she takes him through Glasgow, and they go down Jamaica Street, the Broomie Law, and she takes him into bars, and they're having a great night, and in come more folk, and there's a session going, and they're singing, and then before they know it, ding ding, the bell goes, and it's last orders. And as Jock gets up to leave, they say, "Wait a minute, Jock, you've to pay." So poor Jock, he has to pay, he has to fit the bill for all the session, everybody that's been in. And I bet that wasn't a cheap bill. So poor Jock, that's him. He's had one experience in Glasgow, and he says, that's it, he'll never be back again. So this is Jock Hawk's Adventures in Glasgow. So the chorus and your bit goes, tamahai tamadu, tamahai tumdi, tamahai tamadu, tamahai tumdi. So do join in, please.
Tamma hai, tamma du, tamma hai, tamde, tamma hai, tamma du, tamma hai, tamde. Well, they took my watch, they took my chain, my school up and had my knife. It's a wonder that they didn't attack my little small little light. Tamma hai, tamma du, tamma hai, tamde, tamma hai, tamma du, tamma hai, tamde.
So we have one more song for you for tonight, and but first, before I tell you about the song and we get on with the singing, I'd like to introduce you to these guys on the stage, these wonderful musicians who are up here with me. First of all, over on my right, at far away over there, we have Mr. Ewan Burton on double bass. And next to me here on beautiful backing vocals and fiddle, Miss Gillian Frame. This handsome chap standing beside me on a guitar and a bit of singing as well, Mr. Innes Watson. And far away over the other side of the stage on tenor guitar and backing vocals, Mr. Mike Vass. So we're going to finish off with a song that comes from the pen of Robert Tannehill. And about 2 years ago, I was asked to be part of a project by Dr. Fred Freeman to be part of a singing project, taking songs and poems of Robert Tannehill and doing a collaboration, working with some other singers and different musicians. And we're working our way through, and I think we're on volume 4 now of the Tannehill. So we're going to do a song from that collection, and it's called The Braes of Glenifer. So.
Oh,
Well, it's all getting quite exciting backstage here because we're getting ready for the mighty Mahotella Queens. So let us hear, as we're setting up for that, a little more from that concert that we played a little earlier on at the Fruit Market last Saturday. Following Peter Mwanga from Malawi, the stage was taken by the ultimate family firm of Balkan Brass from Serbia, the father and son team of Boban and Marko Marković. We'll be right back. That was Boban and Marko Markovic, and there's more from that concert in World on 3 next week. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 from Celtic Connections live. Our last guest tonight, Omachrech, but what a wonderful lineup we have had all night, and how great to end up with these next ladies. Please give it up big style for the Mahotella Queen! Now, Hilda, this must be a very special trip for you guys.
It is, definitely. It is really a special trip for us. More especially with BBC, we really feel great.
We didn't teach her to say that at all. But you have made several trips over the years. You've met the Queen, you've played at the Diamond Jubilee, the other Queen. What does it mean to be part of this building up to the Commonwealth Games?
Like I said, we feel so much grateful to be invited by BBC. You know, it's really important. For instance, we were invited by the Queen for the Jubilee invitation. Can you see that? Because we are also the Queens. So, I must say we are really special in the UK. Hence, we take UK as our home. So, and we think really, and we've been coming over and over and over for the past years in the UK. So we know whenever we're told that we'll be going to UK, we just say we're going home.
Well, we have also had to do a very special thing here on the stage. You can tell this on radio. We've had to clear the floor for the dancing, and that's not just for the ladies on stage. It's for the ladies and gentlemen in the audience also. If we don't see you dancing, there's going to be something wrong. So please give it up for the Mahotella Queens.
Izolo ezintombe zithiliza uTown Hall. Bathi si.
Izolo ezintombe zithiliza uTown Hall.
Baya memeza laba bantu,
baya memeza laba bantu, memeza laba bantu, bati nasi simanga ngalezinto mbi.
Baya memeza laba bantu,
baya memeza laba bantu, memeza laba bantu, bati nasi simanga ngalezinto.
Went about Tiliga Town Hall. Went about Tiliga Town Hall. Went about Tiliga Town Hall. Went about Tiliga Town Hall.
Went Tiliga Town Hall.
Went about Tiliga
Tiliga Town Hall. Went Tiliga Town Hall.
Went about Tiliga,
Tiliga Town Hall.
Tiliga, Tiliga,
Tiliga Town Hall.
Went about Tiliga,
Tiliga Town Hall.
Tiliga, Tiliga,
Tiliga Town Hall.
Went about Tiliga,
Tiliga Town Hall.
But no.
Izolo ezintombe zithiliza uTown Hall. Izolo ezintombe zithiliza uTown Hall.
Inani Jam Hotel, Thank you.
my goodness. What absolute stars. Now, I have to say, my mom is playing a gig in here tomorrow night, and I have to phone her now and tell her to brush up her dance routines. Would you please give a huge round of applause for all the people who've helped us make tonight the special night that it was, the CCA teams, the Celtic Connection teams, and the BBC. And very especially to our producer, Roger Short. Would you give it up for our bands as well, Jean-Michel Veillon and Gilles Bigot? Yeah. To the Fiona Hunter Band. Yeah. And the delicious Raghu Dixit. Yeah. And to take us out tonight, oh, who better? Yeah, I'm curtsying. You can't see this on radio, but I am. If you can't see the dancing, here in the room, you can watch it on the Radio 3 website. We caught some of the rehearsal earlier on, but in the meantime, make a huge noise and out of your seats right now for the Mahatala Queen!
The Mahatala Queen still going strong there at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. And that World on 3 broadcast came live from the Centre for Contemporary Arts in Glasgow. And Mary-Ann Kennedy will be back next week with a programme from the BBC's Glasgow studios with more live and recorded music from Celtic Connections. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Now it's time for Through the Night with Katrina Young.
Hello, welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katriona Young, and the concert I'm starting with tonight is very close to my heart. It features one of my favourite instruments, the cello, as well as the one work which never fails to stir up my lasting regret at never having learnt to play it. You'll hear it in a moment. It opened a concert in Warsaw in April 2013. The cellist was Adam Krzyszowiec. He played two works with the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra. They then finished with a symphony by Max Bruch. A symmetrical ending, they started with Bruch, and yes, the cello piece that always sends shivers down my spine is his Kol Nidre, an adagio on two Hebrew melodies.